The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Organization has adopted a resolution sharply critical of Iran. The 35-nation Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency met in Vienna today. For more than a year, IAEA inspectors have been investigating Iran's largely secret nuclear activities. They've discovered a complex program and raised strong suspicions that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons. Today's rebuke of Iran came as satellite photos raised new questions about Tehran's intentions. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The members of the IAEA's board have been haggling over the wording of their resolution all week, and Iran has been working hard to tone it down. But Iranian lobbying did little to change the resolution, which in its final form deplores Iran's lack of full, timely, and proactive cooperation with agency inspectors. The U.S. representative to the IAEA, Kenneth Brill, was pleased with the outcome.
We think it made it abundantly clear that Iran's cooperation has been less than satisfactory and that there's a real need for a greater sense of urgency here. Iran is not cooperating fully, and therefore we believe, and we think the record shows, they're trying to hide things. And if they're trying to hide something, it can only be for one reason. There are things they're doing in their nuclear program they don't want the public to know about. And that means, we believe, a weapons program.
The IAEA this week took notice of another site in Iran that might have a connection to that nuclear program. Satellite photos posted yesterday on the website of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington show a large parcel of land in Tehran where nearly all the buildings, roads, and walkways have been razed and scraped clean. IAEA officials say they may send inspectors to this site to probe whether it had harbored nuclear activities in the past. The head of Iran's delegation in Vienna, Hussein Mousavian, said his nation would continue to cooperate with the IAEA, but he was anything but pleased. Last October, in an agreement worked out by Great Britain, France, and Germany, Iran agreed to suspend the enrichment of uranium, a key process that could lead to nuclear weapons. It also agreed to abide by what is known in IAEA parlance as the Additional Protocol. This permits surprise inspections anywhere in Iran. Mousavian said that level of cooperation should have satisfied the IAEA.
Definitely we are not happy because Iran has done all these major steps like declarations, like protocol signature, like implementation of the protocol, like suspension, in order to see the Europeans play their part to resolve and close the nuclear file of Iran within the IAEA, which they have not been able to do, and this is why we are not satisfied.
Earlier this week, Iran's reformist president, Mohammad Khatami, was especially critical of the IAEA negotiations. Speaking in Tehran, he accused the agency and the Europeans of reneging on their deal. The resolution violates the rights of Iran, Khatami claimed, and he threatened to restart uranium enrichment in response. If the resolution passes, Khatami said, Iran will no longer maintain its moral commitment to suspend its enrichment of uranium. Today, the head of the IAEA, Mohammad Al-Baradeh, urged Iran to cooperate more fully. Only then will his agency be able to bring its investigation to completion, Al-Baradeh said.
The ball remains in Iran's court. I would like them to take that resolution as an indication of the interest of the international community to clear their program, clear the name and the nature of their activity in the nuclear field, and then move on, as the board said, to be able to enjoy fully the rights to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes.
Today's resolution has reduced significantly the gap between the U.S. and the Europeans on Iran's nuclear activities. Clearly, international patience with the Iranian government has begun to run out. That could mean that at the next board meeting in September, if Iran's cooperation does not improve, there may be a move led by the United States to refer the issue to the U.N. Security Council, where Iran could face international economic sanctions. Mike Schuster, NPR News.